4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Lots of stuff going on, that is for sure. Can we say congratulations? Well, that's not even congratulations. It's a happy birthday. We don't normally do happy birthday announcements. But since Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, is going to be with us at 4:35, you know, during the week, you'll find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Might find him over at Arts Automotive Service. But his lovely bride, Megan, is celebrating her birthday. So a very happy birthday to Mrs. Andruski. And, you know, it's weird. I sent Stan a text because he was talking about how Megan was having a birthday. And first he told me her age. And I said, well, you know, now you're just lying to me. I didn't even believe the age. But then he said, no, it's all true. And I said, well, can I get her a gift of some sort? Could Heidi and I get her a gift? And you know what Stan said to me? He said, she already has me. I mean, really, what else could she possibly want? Whew. And I thought, I don't know, a couple of moments away from you. No, that's not true. But Stan is going to be with us at 4:35, and we will chat a little bit about what he's got coming up tomorrow morning on his big show in the garage with Stan Andruski. And you will be able to take a listen and get ready for it. We got this weird weather. It always does seem to be weather related. You know? Yeah. All right. Some bizarre stuff breaking as we speak. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is being returned to the United States. Is that what I'm hearing? All right. Well, go ahead, Jerm. If we've got Pam Bondi or somebody else from DOJ speaking, let's take a listen to it.
Connected to groups that had, you know, involved with this other smuggling ring. But to be clear, the only charges he's facing right now are the, like, you know, human smuggling charges. Just that's the one offense. But the other things that you have talked about are not actually in the indictment?
No, co-conspirators allege that. And we were clear to say that. He is charged with, it's not only very serious charges of alien smuggling. And again, there were children involved in that. You know, human trafficking, not only in our country, but in our world, is very, very real. It's very dangerous. And as you saw recently in Virginia, the arrest we made of the MS-13 member, unrelated to this, we learned at that press conference, that's where they bring young children into our country and they start grooming them at middle school age to become MS-13 full-fledged members, commit violent crimes throughout our country. It is highly organized. It is very dangerous. And they are living throughout our country, but no more, because they are being arrested, they are being prosecuted, and being convicted and deported when appropriate. That's all for today. Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. That's Attorney General Pam Bondi. Once again, be careful what you wish for. For the leftists here in the United States who kept saying, well, he's got to be returned. Why he can't be in this jail in El Salvador? That's not fair. He needs to be returned. Well, guess what? He's being returned because he's being extradited. Because the Department of Justice said, we will now be charging him with human trafficking. There's probably a piece of this Abrego Garcia character thinking, man, if only those annoying Democrats would have stayed in the United States, I could have been down here in El Salvador. Sure, it's prison, but hey, it's better here than it is in the United States, where I'm now going to be subject to the death penalty. Wow. If I'm Abrego Garcia, I would cross a number of those left-wingers off my Christmas card list. I don't know. Do gangbangers send Christmas cards? Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. But I'm thinking all those Democrats that went down there. Remember, who was the guy? The one guy, wasn't he from Maryland? Went down there and had a like a cocktail sitting at the visitor's table with him, all that nonsense. Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. All right, I got just enough time here. I want to share a little snippet from Steve Doocy over on Fox. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. You know, they got the big Karine Jean-Pierre, hey, I'm no longer on Team Biden or whatever it is book coming out. And Doocy, well, Doocy's got a thing or two to say. Cut number three.
Yeah, so now we wait to see if there's going to be a chapter in there about the time that she told me there was no cover-up of President Biden's decline, or the time that she told me that questions about his acuity were a rabbit hole in this book about misinformation and disinformation. Back to you.
Well, Peter, I don't know what to interpret this. My colleagues think that she defends Joe Biden in the book, but by the subtitle, Broken White House, it makes me think that she might break from Biden in the book.
Believe it or not, some Biden folks were texting me yesterday, and they think that she is going to use this to settle scores against two people in particular at the Biden White House who it has been widely reported she had beef with, which would be John Kirby, who she actively blocked from the podium, even though he was a favorite of President Biden, and Anita Dunn, who there were various stories last year that Anita Dunn was offering her, was getting her jobs outside the White House and saying, please just take this job, you'll make more money and go. And it never happened. So it's possible that she says President Biden was a nice guy. It was his staff. But the problem is she remained in the job. So no matter what she writes, unless she says that there was somebody standing with a gun to her head right behind the little door that slides open and saying, you better say that he's okay. And that it's a conspiracy to ask any questions or suggest otherwise or else, then I don't know how it's going to work saying that there's too much misinformation and disinformation except in her book.
I think your name will be in the book,
crazy.
Too.
It's so true.
It's insane.
My name, what's she going to say? Like, Peter Doocy was right?
By just
she
should.
Questions.
No,
she
should. She's not.
Right.
I'll bet you guys a dollar each that... that's not in there.
Right.
But you think your name will be in the book. You were the one who kept asking her so many questions that were challenging.
I'm sure my name will be in there about somebody who gave her a really hard time, but it seems like she is framing this book as she was the one person in the White House on either side of the podium who was... who had an independent streak and was battling against all these. I mean, look, I didn't read it. I don't have an advanced copy. She didn't ask me for my insights.
Right.
But it's out in October. In order now on Amazon.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to pass. I thank you very much. It's a little bit like the Jake Tapper book. I'll read the selected passages that are released because those, of course, will be the most important ones. I'm making those annoying air quotes when I say important. But those will be the ones that are supposed to be the money chapters. And it's just going to be such garbage. Good Lord. I mean, if you're going to buy a copy, then I would wait like 5 hours after it's released. By that point, it will be known as a complete, total, utter flop. Germ, get her on. Listen, I'd love to have Jake Tippity Tapper on. Karine Jean-Pierre, have her on. Absolutely. Reach out. Invite them. Please invite them. Could be very entertaining. Don't know how long they'd stick around. I mean, at least the Tapper Advance people clearly do some of their homework. Because they made quite clear that, he wasn't interested in chatting with you. That's okay. I don't think she's got a team. So she might just be taking every booking she can get, Germ. She's probably desperate because nobody likes her at this point, and she wants to sell the books. Yeah, absolutely. Reach out. Tell her we'll send her a lovely basket of fruit when it's all done. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I want to remind you, we got some great stuff coming up. We've got the Special Olympics in town over at U of R, the big summer games. Tonight is the torch lighting. My dear friend, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, gets to do that. Everybody around the Commonwealth is engaged in the law enforcement torch run. Great events tomorrow. It'll still take place, even if it's raining. You go out there and cheer on the athletes. We got the Strawberry Fair up here in Ashland during the day tomorrow. And you and I have the chance to help out one of the greatest organizations I know about in Central Virginia, the Nest Academy. Nest Academy does such great things for folks in our community with disabilities and special needs. And tomorrow there is a very special screening of a movie, and it is to benefit Nest Academy. Well, I'm happy to say that Nolan Heider reached out to me about this, and I'm so happy to get him on today. Nolan, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me on, Jeff.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Number one, thank you for your perseverance and in reaching out. Tell us a little bit. Do Right Stallings. Who is this Do Right Stallings character of whom you speak?
Well, Gene Stallings was a legendary football coach at the University of Alabama. He won a national championship in 1992, and he had a son with Down syndrome, and he made his son John Mark a part of the team. And he was passionate about caring for those who had challenges and treating them with respect and treating them like adults and like part of the family. And he taught his players to do that. And when the school decided to do a reunion in 2022 of that national championship team, they brought everybody back into town, and they got Dr. Chandra Clark from the journalism school to film the festivities. And she brought in her partner, Michael Bruce, and together they documented all the activities around that. But as she learned so much more about what Gene Stallings had done for people with special needs, especially Down syndrome, she helped morph this thing into a full-length documentary movie that highlights Stallings' compassion and his impact on his players who've gone on to become leaders in sports especially, but in all walks of life, and who carry that message of compassion and love to the whole world.
It is such a life-changing experience to take a look at a guy like Gene Stallings. Some of us are in the special needs arena because we have family members or friends, or we're on this board or that board. But for him to say to his players, and I think we all have this preconceived notion, it's really wrong, but preconceived notion a lot of times of college football players. Well, you know, they're the jocks, they're the this, they're the that. Well, great physical ability, we get that, but there are great minds there, and then these are future leaders. And for him to say, hey, gentlemen, yeah, we want to win games, and by the way, let's talk about this and this, and you're going to deal with this issue. He unleashed on the world a whole collection of better men as a result of this.
Yes, he was very passionate about wanting to produce good men more than good players.
Yeah. Well, so how do we help out? I mean, everybody now is going to want to go see the movie. It's over at Regal, right? Is it Regal Cinema?
Virginia Center Commons, and it's only going to show once tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock.
Oh.
And you cannot get tickets at Regal. This is a private showing, so they won't sell the tickets. You can go to dorightstallings.com and find the listing for our show. I would love it if you would put up our link on the WRVA website.
Heck yeah.
Or they can go to my Facebook page. That's Nolan, H-E-I-T-E-R. My Facebook page has a link to the event and to the ticketing website. And all of the proceeds are going to go to both the Stallings Family Foundation and to Nest Academy.
I love it.
And if you would permit me, I would be happy to create a discount code for your listeners and take $5.
Hmm. I don't know if we're allowed to. Yeah, I don't. Honest to goodness, I don't even know if we're allowed to do it. You can do whatever you want, but I'm going to put the link up everywhere. Don't worry about saving any money. Our people will take it. Okay. No. Here's the big question we're going to have, Nolan. Even though we can't buy tickets at Regal, can we still buy the popcorn?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
While I was waiting to test run the movie yesterday, I sat on a bench in their lobby and ate popcorn.
Well, there you go. That's important to me. No, you leave it full price. We want to help out Nest Academy. So dorightstallings.com. Dorightstallings.com. That's where you're going to get the tickets. I'm going to put it up on all the social media. We'll urge as many people to get out there as possible. 6 o'clock tomorrow, Regal over at Virginia Center Commons. It's a great theater. I've seen many a film over there, and again, the popcorn is just spot on. Nolan, I thank you for being here, sir. I really do. This is going to be great, and I look forward. I'm going to try and get over there myself and shake your hand before I dip it into my bucket of popcorn.
All right. I cannot thank you enough for your support and for helping us get the word out about this special movie.
I love it. Thank you, sir. That is Nolan Hyder, and the movie is called Do Right Stallings. Again, special screening tomorrow only, 6 o'clock, Regal Cinemas over in Virginia Center Commons. And the money raised, and no, I'm not having them put together a discount code. I know, I'm going to tell you why, because I think, am I right, Germ? If we do something like that, then we got to run it up through 82 different lawyers, and by the time they get back to us and tell us not to do it or do it, it'll be long over. So no, you're going to pay full price, knowing that it's going to a great cause with Nest Academy. Nest Academy does great work. Quite possibly, starting, I guess, in September, October, Julia might be part of Nest Academy. We don't know. We're still trying to figure out what she's going to do during the day. But I know that Nest Academy just does great, great work. So I'm happy to help out. DoRightStallings.com is where you go for the tickets. 428, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Tomorrow night, Virginia Center Commons. I'm just putting it up on social media right now. If you heard the little chat about this movie called Do Right Stallings, which what a great story it is. But it will benefit Nest Academy RVA. Great operation, helps folks in our community with disabilities and special needs, and it's your one chance. Now, I'm going to remind you, I'm just putting it in here in the social media as well. You can't buy tickets at the door. You have to go to the website, dorightstallings.com, dorightstallings.com. And hopefully we'll see you. Now, you can still buy popcorn. That's the important part. And hopefully we will see you over there. All right. Lots of great stuff that's coming up, although the weather is getting a little iffy. I got news for you. These thunderstorms we were talking about all weekend, oh, they're still there all weekend, but now they're starting to roll in for us a little bit early and a little bit earlier than we would have hoped. But we got them. We'll deal with them. You're going to have to make sure you've got good windshield wipers, your tires in good shape. There are a few other things that you have to deal with. And that is all covered, of course, with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. Every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., he joins us. Best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, brother. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I am excited about everything, including the fact that tomorrow morning I'm going to be spending some time in the garage with this Stan Drewski character.
Yes, it should be fun. Look, I look forward to talking about all of everybody's repairs. Also going into, hey, what do we have going on? Yeah. We have RVA week at Heights finishing up this weekend, where we served a ton of people. I'm going to talk about that, able to help Central Virginia. And we have the most important person in my life, her birthday today, my smoking, sweet, beautiful, hot wife, Megan. She turns, am I allowed to say?
No, no, you're not. No, 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 no.
She has a wonderful big birthday. It's a big, big, big birthday for her. And, she might look 20. She doesn't feel like it all the time, but she looks it, and so, or 25. Yeah. And so, happy birthday to my love. That's a big deal for me.
Well, heck yeah, it's a big deal for her. It's a big deal for all of us. And what did I tell you last week when you were talking about her age? And I said, you are a liar. There's no way There's no way.
Yeah.
And, you know, 28, 29 tops. Come on, man. And she is so full of energy. And I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but everybody knows she's the one who whipped Certified into shape.
Everybody does know that. Matter of fact, the people that know me wonder how in the world. I've said it before, guys. I would be in jail or dead, or probably both. I don't know. If it wasn't for her, my mind just when I was younger, when I met her, what a blessing. So I just wanted to give a shout out. You know, a lot of our success has come from a healthy marriage, not a perfect marriage. Please don't hear what I'm not saying. We have issues, we have arguments, we have things we've learned to work through. Believe it or not, I'm always wrong, and that's just how it works.
That's
if I know I'm always wrong,
that's right.
And I'm not a grown blank man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so it's give and take, but yeah.
I was going to say, as long as you know you're wrong, you're all good.
Yes, and so, and then part of our serve week yesterday, we just want to say thank you to Fresh Start. We were able to help a lot of single moms fix their vehicles, do some oil changes, really help out, make sure they were safe, and minister to these ladies who are going through hard times. So this is the fifth, sixth, seventh year in a row, I think, Certified Auto Fair has been able to do it. Partnership with Heights and just helping the local community. So thank all of you that bring your cars in. You guys are helping us reach. It's not easy, you know, to be a single mom, somebody who might have been abused, somebody who might have been in a situation where they've lost their husband. There are some great foundations out there, and so Fresh Start has been something that's always been near and dear to our hearts, and we're just glad to be able to serve them yesterday at Certified. And everybody that helps support us locally, bringing your vehicles to us, all the kind messages we get, Jeff, you see them, get them and send them to me, and just they don't ever get old to us. We're so thankful for our community, Central Virginia, and so just want to say thank you. And be ready tomorrow, because I'm going to be ready to, like every week that we do it, I'm going to be there for you guys to answer your car questions and at least try to take a little bit of worry out of your life. We talked about a lot of maintenance last week and how saving every time you spend a dollar in repair, you're saving $5 to $7. If you spend a dollar in maintenance, you're saving $5 to $7 in repair. So every dollar, save $5 to $7 in repair over the life of the vehicle. That's if you spend $1,000 in maintenance over a couple of years, you're saving $5,000 to $7,000 every time you do that. Sorry, I was having a little bit of a brain issue, but I'm back.
No. You were thinking of your lovely bride, and I know why you got distracted. Come on, you're not going to fool me. I know I've known you too long. No. I know what's going on.
Yeah. So, but we will this morning. We will tomorrow morning. We'll be in there. We will be ready. Some nice iced coffee from Dunkin' and getting ready to answer your questions, guys. It is getting ready to storm out.
Yeah.
Please be careful on the roads. You guys know, we've talked about this. If you don't, the first hour or two of rain is the slipperiest time on these roads, believe it or not. It's just the stuff that's on the surface before it starts to sink in, so be careful. Make sure your wipers are good. Your cowl is cleaned out all underneath the hood. Sunroof drains need to be cleaned out on a regular basis as well. So just some quick pointers. And then any questions that they may have tomorrow, Jeff, I'll be ready.
Okay, excellent. Now, I know some of the questions, I got a couple of questions already. You know, Jeremy was saying, hey, I got to ask Stan about my truck and refinancing. Because I don't know about you, Stan, I'm getting all these emails saying, you know, interest rates are blah, 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 and you should do this or you should do that. So I thought it was interesting that Jerm had had raised that. He's got a beautiful truck, of course, but, you know, that may be something you want to noodle around, because I'll bet you there are people when they come in for service, they're going, oh, I don't want to spend, as you say, $1,000 on service, but you've got this car note. And if over a couple of years you've saved yourself $5,000, do the math, right?
Yeah, and it's crazy. It used to be like 3 to 5. Now it's 5 to 7. You know, you're talking about a transmission if you service it. You're talking about brake calipers. Yeah. We see such a drop in those types of repair work now when people do the maintenance. It's insane. Like, we've seen, and it's a good thing, because what we were seeing for prices over the last few years, and, you know, transmissions going from several thousand to tens of thousands of dollars. And it's not to scare you guys. We're just telling you that, and I've said this on the air last Saturday and many times before, I've never had a transmission fail on any of my vehicles. I've never had brake calipers since we have been doing BG services on any of my vehicles, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Never had an engine fail, ever.
Right.
And so maintenance is a big deal. And the problem is, you and I have talked about this, your maintenance The only thing that's probably wrong in your owner's manual is the maintenance that is made by your sales team of your lovely manufacturer. It's no longer made by the engineers. That stopped in 2000. So you need to take it to a place that can say, look, I know they're telling you can go 5 years on this particular coolant, but let me explain something to you. It will protect to negative 30 degrees and your engine won't freeze. However, you see this line of corrosion? Well, it is way too, the pH is way too low. It's going to start corroding things in your car. So you talk to the manufacturers of the fluids and they say, yes, it can do 5 years. Most of the time after a couple of years, you need to replace this or you'll be replacing your water pump when you don't have to, right? So we've done those tests. We know how to test the fluids. I bring receipts on all this stuff. I've had a lot of the listeners have been by the shop. They've seen what we do. We've taken them. We've shown them the tests that we do. So you have to have a shop that can suggest these things to you and a plan for you to go forward. And I just can't wait to come in and give our time tomorrow, Jeff. Thank you. I think you're going to be there. I can't wait to spend time with you and just answer our community's questions. That's why we did this. You and I started off. We wanted to help the community and give back. That's why we're doing it.
Yeah. And, well, all right, can I at least let everybody know it's also great fun for us? But we are doing it for the right reason. Then we have fun.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's no problem having fun. So it's going to be exciting tomorrow. We do have a lot of those issues. We'll talk about maintenance. Remind everybody though, while we're here, I mentioned Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Arts Automotive Service, right? Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't do Lakeside.
Yep.
Lakeside section of Henrico.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
Yes, Lakeside.
There you go. And Arts Automotive Service, give us the address again. I know it's Athens Avenue.
Yes, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern area, which we learned. If you don't know what Yellow Tavern is, that is Perriman Route 1.
Yep.
We took that over from Art last year, and he was there for 35 years. So we're there now, and bring it by. You know, Monday through Friday, we're open 8 to 5:30.
Okay.
And we're ready to do all. We work on all makes and models, guys. We fix it all.
I love it. Yep. I love it. Well, I love you as well. You're a great man. And since you will see Mrs. Andruski before I do, please, from the entire Katz family, give her a big hug and wish her a happy birthday.
I'm going to do it, Jeff. Thank you so much. Love you, too. Love you, Central Virginia. Talk to you all tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, brother. That is Stan Andruski, or as some call him, Stan Drewski, which I think is great. I think he should just be cut. You know, like Cher. Some of these other superstars that only have one name, shouldn't he be Stan Drewski? That would be perfect. It would also protect poor Megan from, you know, because sometimes she has to answer, are you Stan Andruski's wife? No, I've never. It's crazy. We just have the same name. But if he were Stan Drewski. All right, I'm going to try and figure that out. But tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I'm hanging out with that guy right there, Stan Drewski. And we will talk about cars. No, we won't talk about cars. He will answer your car questions. I will do my best to stay out of the way and maybe simply push some buttons or, you know, throw it to him because that's where it has to be thrown. I've got a second here to say congratulations, right? We wish Megan Andruski a happy birthday. Let me say congratulations to one of Hanover County's finest. If you are in Hanover County, number one, you love the sheriff's office, do you not? Our Hanover County Sheriff's Office, I will stack up against any law enforcement agency in America. Bottom line, end of story. Some of the finest men and women that I know. And there was a promotion recently of one of those folks, Greg Six, who has been a major in the sheriff's office, was just promoted to lieutenant colonel and under sheriff. So he is now the number two guy at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. And I am here to tell you that Greg Six is just a rock solid guy, a cop's cop, as we say, but a part of our community. I mean, a vibrant part of our community. So he traded in the oak leaf cluster in that color. He's getting it in the other color. Right? You go from gold to silver in the military and paramilitary. A lot of people don't know that. Silver actually outranks gold in that. But congratulations to Greg. I'm sorry, Lieutenant Colonel Six, Under Sheriff Six. I think we are being well served. That is a very, very smart move on behalf of our beloved sheriff, guy that I absolutely think the world of, Dave Hines. It is 4:46. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRB. It is indeed. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it's like somebody just turned off the lights outside. Holy moly. And there are people right there on the 18th. All right. Hey, you know those thunderstorms? They could be here any second. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Phil from Goochland texts us this. Hey, Jeff, shouldn't Stan's wife, Megan, just be Megan Drewski? Oh, I like that. I don't know if she'll like it, but that's good, because I'm going with Stan Drewski for him. Yeah. Now, here's a nice one. Here's a nice one. 804 says, Jeff, I am a nurse and I just picked up my car from Certified Auto Repair. I spoke with you and Stan a while ago about a car inspection, and that sent me looking for a new car service company. Chris was great. My car is safe. I needed a new steering situation. I'm a nurse, so I don't know cars. That's okay. You're a nurse. You know people. That was always, you know, my mom was a nurse. My mom was a med-surg nurse. And she was a med-surg nurse for, oh, gosh, I don't know, 40 years? Long time. And no offense to my friends who were doctors, like Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical in Midlothian. But she used to say, doctors love symptoms. Nurses love patients. So I don't know if that's true, but thank you for being a nurse. Oh, can I say congratulations to Sam Newsman? You know, one of the, which publication was it, Germ? What is it, Style? Oh, Style is still around? Style Weekly, I guess, is still around. I don't know. I don't follow the contest like John Reed did. John had him, like, I don't know, tattooed on his palm. He knew exactly. But apparently, yeah. So Sam Newsman, a real media puppet who's been reporting, I should point out, since Roswell, took third place in the Style Weekly Media Personalities Competition, number three for the Best of Richmond in Style Weekly. Congratulations, Sam. You almost beat out the two other media puppets. There's always next year. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.